gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we've got all kinds of things for you. We're going to be joined by a representative from Ford, who's going to be telling us about some very interesting stuff. Also, a little later on in the hour, from NADA Guides, Mike Caudill is going to be with us to tell us about the hottest new cars for spring. Along the way, we'll throw a trivia question or two into the mix. 800-259-9231 is the way to get on board here. And I want to remind you about a couple of things. Number one, I have a new website, BobLongRadio.com, and another new website, TheLongDrive.com, and announcing it for the first time today here on this, the 18th day of April. And the announcement is that if you purchase something from California Car Cover Company, CalCarCover.com, and you type my name, Bob Long, into the special promotional box, you will get 15% off. So start thinking ahead for Father's Day. Again, go to CaliforniaCarCover.com and put Bob Long in the special promotional box. Right now, we go to the racing desk and welcome Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Good. What a great opportunity. I just got my California Car Cover, the hard copy of the catalog in the mail, which I always look forward to when actually, a couple of items I had my eyes on.
Great.
Am I eligible for that discount?
You are eligible for that discount, so do so.
As a matter of fact, looking at a motorcycle cover, which they make many of, and real high-quality products.
Yeah, they make really good stuff.
Yeah. Bob, everything's big in Texas, I guess, including the rain, so NASCAR will have to extend its welcome at the Texas Motor Speedway one more day, where the rain once again forced the postponement of racing. As with yesterday's nationwide race, the Cup Series race is going to start now tomorrow at noon Eastern time, with the nationwide race scheduled for 5 o'clock Eastern. Tony Stewart will start his 400th Sprint Cup race tomorrow from the pole. Stewart won qualifying for the first time in 5 years on Friday. It's been 155 races since Tony won his last pole. That was at Martinsville back in October 2005. Tony Stewart's a great driver, but has never really been known as a good qualifier, although his teammate, Ryan Newman, one of the best in the business. Former IRL star Sam Hornish Jr., still winless in his third full Sprint Cup season, almost knocked Stewart off the pole. He settled for second. Greg Biffle, who was denied a seventh straight top ten finish to start the season last week in Phoenix, qualified third. Four-time defending Sprint Cup champion and current point leader Jimmy Johnson, he will start fourth in the race tomorrow. Kyle Busch's drive for five at the Texas Motor Speedway delayed by rain. Busch is trying to join two-time series champion Jack Ingram, and Dale Earnhardt is the only drivers to win five consecutive races in NASCAR's second-tier series at the same track. When they do race tomorrow, nationwide point leader Brad Keselowski and Busch are among 15 drivers that are scheduled to do double duty in the afternoon and early evening race. That would mean 800 miles behind the wheel at the mile-and-a-half High Bank track, 500 miles for the Cup race, and an additional 300 more in the nationwide race. There has been racing today, though. The IRL Grand Prix of Long Beach ended literally seconds ago, where Ryan Hunter-Reay was the winner, Justin Wilson finishing second in that one, and Will Power third. And much earlier today, half a world away, Jenson Button held off his McLaren teammate Lewis Hamilton to win the Chinese Grand Prix in Shanghai. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Jeff, a little bit earlier today, I did an hour-long interview with Ralph Gill, who is the new Dodge CEO and president, and the interview will actually air next Saturday in hour number two of my Motor Trend show. And we talked a little bit about motorsports and NASCAR. So for this season, Dodge is doing a little experimental deal with Roger Penske. How is that going?
I'm just trying to recall exactly what that deal is.
Yeah, that's what Ralph told me. That's what he told me, that they're doing a little bit of a one-car deal with Roger Penske. Maybe they haven't kicked it off yet, But
no, I don't think so. I haven't read about that. And you know me, I scour through all the racing materials.
You'll have to tune in next Sunday, hour number two of my Motor Trend broadcast. And in the meantime,
well, you beat me on the Penske deal in California car cover.
Well, take advantage of that discount.
I'm 0-2 today.
Oh, you're always batting 1,000 with me, Jeff. Thank you so much for your report here today. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
800-259-9231. In the first hour, I threw out a trivia question. In the second hour, I'm going to throw out a trivia question. We had a winner for Iowa from Iowa in hour number one. We'll make it another question here in hour number two. And we will make it a question here from the decade. What decade should I choose? Let's choose. All right. Why don't we do this? Why don't we do something along the lines of this question? The Cadillac that was based on the X body from General Motors. This was the first downsized Cadillac. Today, the smallest Cadillac is the CTS, soon to be replaced by a much smaller BMW 3 Series size Cadillac. A very important car. The CTS is actually going to move upscale a little bit more, and there's a new Cadillac in the realm, but way back in the day, early 80s, they spun this off the same platform that gave us the Citation from Chevrolet, the Phoenix from Pontiac, and there was an Oldsmobile derivative as well, and a Buick derivative as well. But those were the two best-selling ones, the Chevrolet Citation and the Phoenix from Pontiac. They spun a Cadillac off this platform. What was the platform? The platform was the X platform. What was the car from Cadillac? That is the question. The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It began with the letter C. It was a Cadillac C, a small car, the first super downsized Cadillac. Right now, it's my pleasure to go to the guest lines of Auto World and bring forth our very special guest in this hour of the program. And she's going to be telling us all about the Sync system. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the airways, because I believe she's been with us before. It's my pleasure to welcome Michelle Moody. Hi there, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So big news from the Ford Motor Company, and that is the fact that you guys have now produced, is it 2 million Sync units? Is that correct?
Yeah, 2 million Sync-equipped vehicles as of about 30 days ago.
Wow. Well, that is certainly a milestone, to say the least. Tell us when the vehicle first went, when the system, I know it debuted on the Focus. What model year was that? Time flies so fast, Michelle.
Yeah, it was the 2008 model year, and it took us about 2 model years to get to 1 million units last June, and we've been able to get to 1 million units in just under 10 months with the 2010 model year.
Excellent. And along the way, of course, you've captured lots of new buyers, and even on the used car market, I understand that the Sync system has had a very positive effect as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Normally, features don't residualize, which means that typically 2 or 3 years down the road, you don't get a lot of value sometimes from different features. But this particular feature is really hot in the used car market. And in fact, a one-year-old Focus with this feature sells for about $240 more at auction, and a two-year-old vehicle gets about $200 more at auction.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, Michelle, we're really going to get into it. We're going to tell everybody about the Sync system if they don't know what it's about, and tell us, she's going to tell us all about the updates that have happened for 2010 and 2011. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The Long Drive.
He styled the beautiful BMW Z8 Roadster and several Aston Martins. And now he's got his own company, and he's building beautiful electric plug-in vehicles. Here's Hendrik Fisker, CEO of Fisker Automotive.
I think it's very exciting times for us, since this will be the world's first plug-in hybrid. And the fact that we drove it in Laguna Seca at the raceway, I think, was really to show everybody that this is for real. When I look at what are we supposed to drive in the future, you know, I was getting concerned a couple of years ago when I only saw very tiny, kind of a dorky-looking vehicles always presented as being electric cars and futuristic cars. So my thought was, why can't we make a beautiful, exciting-looking car that looks even better than today's four-door sedans?
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long, joined by Michelle Mooney from the Ford Motor Company. She's telling us all about the Sync system, which has now been produced in a very large number. 2 million Sync units have been produced, and tons are out there on the highways and byways. But let's go back to the beginning, Michelle. This was a very interesting collaboration between the Ford Motor Company and the folks at Microsoft.
That's correct. We worked with Microsoft to develop a system that would enable hands-free calling as well as hands-free operation of your MP3 players in the 2008 model year.
And one of the real cool things about this sync system is the fact that not only does it merge several technologies in one, and we'll talk more about that, but you've also made it backwards compatible. So if you bought a 2008 Ford Focus, you could bring it back to the dealership in 2009 and get upgrades. And let's talk about some of the upgrades that have been made along the way, like 9/11 Assist.
Yeah, we offered an upgrade which included 911 assist as well as vehicle health report. You can take it back to your dealer and get the upgrade and the 911 assist. Basically, in the unfortunate event of a collision, it will contact the police and bring the police as well as emergency equipment to the scene of the accident. Additionally, we offered a vehicle health report, which is a system that provides system status on various items inside your vehicle, as well as reminders about service.
And for 2010, you guys improved Synced even further with the addition of a GPS receiver integrated into the vehicle, which gave the Synced system even more capability. Tell us about that, Michelle.
That would be the traffic directions and information service that we launched with the 2010 program. That gives you basically navigation, voice control navigation inside your vehicle, direction to specific addresses or points of interest, as well as traffic along the route, and various information sources, which we continue to improve and enhance, and you'll see some enhancements this year, which will allow you to go to MapQuest and create a map and download it to your car.
Wow, remarkable. I've been fortunate enough this year to attend a number of the major auto shows, including the Los Angeles show, the Detroit show, and most recently the New York show. And I always note that you guys at the auto shows have such cool display areas. Your booths are chock full of goodies for regular show attendees once the press are out of there to kind of play around with, including sync units.
Yeah, it's really important to us that people get an opportunity to experience sync, because once you experience sync, you realize what an incredible, seamless experience you could have inside your car in terms of talking on your phone, and how incredibly safe it would be. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, yet able to take calls and text messages.
Explain that a little bit more to our listeners, exactly how it works. You've got a cell phone, you've got a brand new vehicle, a brand new Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln product equipped with sync. Tell us what the person would do. They would basically sync, use that word, sync their phone right to the unit, and kind of run us through some of the things that it can do.
Yeah, when you're at the dealership, before you drive off the lot, you should have your phone paired, means it connects your phone to the system. The system then, every time you get inside the vehicle, recognizes that you're in the vehicle and recognizes that your phone is there. It will download your phone book to the system. So sync stays synced, if you will, with your phone book. So you put contacts in your computer, they go to your phone, they then are available to you inside your car to make calls. And then you can use the voice commands by pressing a button on the steering wheel. You can begin talking to the computer and making phone calls based upon either your phone book or dialing a specific number.
Amazing. And, of course, you know, coupled with the music capabilities of the sync system, and you partnered up with Sony to produce an incredible 5.1 system that offers folks who use iPods as well as, you know, the capability of folks who use CDs to actually burn their CDs into an eternal hard drive. It's very cool.
Yeah, and it really, it would recognize any MP3 player as well as any music that you've put on a flash drive. You can plug a flash drive into the USB port. So sort of any way you choose to compile your music, you would have it available to you in your car. Again, voice control, so no pressing buttons, no searching on a screen. you just ask for an artist and a particular track, and you're able to listen to music.
Amazing. And then combined with the Sirius satellite service, you can get, as you say, the traffic information, but also lots of other cool information. I remember once when I had a Ford Flex-equipped test vehicle for a week up here in New England, I was amazed that it showed movie listings, and I know it's been further expanded to show, you know, weather and business and sports scores and everything else.
And fuel prices.
Fuel prices, you can't forget that, that's right.
No, that's right. Yeah, when coupled with the navigation system, Sirius Traveling provides a whole breadth of information services, which can be very, very handy.
Yeah, imagine that, our Auto World listeners, that looking at your navigation screen, you'll be able to see the price of fuel at all the service stations in the area, and breaking it right down to the penny and up to the second. It's just remarkable technology, and I'm sure that you've got plenty more plans to improve the sync system even further.
Yeah, you'll see with the launch of the 2011 model year Edge, a whole new interface for drivers called My Ford Touch. And that system, which again is based upon the Sync operating system, will allow you to do the things that Sync does today in terms of hands-free calling, music, but will add the ability to voice control, say, your climate control or your radio station, and also pulls controls up on the steering wheel and in the cluster so that you're able to really, really operate the vehicle very safely and yet access all of these services.
Very good. Is there a specific website dedicated to Sync that folks can check out to get the scoop, so to speak, Michelle?
Yeah, syncmyride.com. We have a lot of great information about how the system works, as well as videos that demonstrate how it operates in a car and how to access various services.
And how many Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles are currently available with the Sync system?
Almost all of them. It's about 90% of our lineup.
Wow. Well, it's great to get the news that Ford Sync hits the 2 million mark, and it's great to get the updates from you, Michelle. Thank you for being a part of Auto World. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
Straight ahead, we're going to be talking about the hottest cars for the spring. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, NAPA, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirandAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long, live all across North America. And once again, if you are in the market for some cool automotive accessories, go to calcarcover.com. And if you put my name in, Bob Long, you're going to get an automatic 15% discount, according to Tony DeFrank and Jimmy DeFrank from the DeFrank family, the folks that own California Car Cover Company. Just as a favor to me and our Auto World listeners, a 15% discount. That is hot for spring. So get your Father's Day and Mother's Day gifts in advance. Go to calcarcover.com and put in keyword Bob Long for discounts. Well, recently the press days of the New York International Auto Show wrapped up. Oh, by the way, before we talk to that, I got an email winner, Jill, in Kentucky, listening on WKCT. It was right. It was the Cadillac Cimarron was the first downsized Cadillac based on the X car platform. Let's move it up to the 90s. In the 90s, Cadillac sold a European badge. It did Opel vehicle here in the U.S., and it also began with the letter C. Cadillac likes to make their cars begin with the letter C. What was the name of this vehicle from the 1990s? Only sold for a few years. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Without question, one of the hottest cars for this spring and summer is the Cadillac CTS-V Coupe. That's a hot one. But to tell us about some of the other hot ones, it's my pleasure to bring forth a gentleman who's going to be telling us about the most exciting cars for spring 2010. He is the one, the only, Mr. Michael Caudill. Mike, how you doing?
Bob, happy Sunday to you and all your listeners. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. I know that you've been going to all the auto shows, and New York was a big auto show recently, and you guys have come out with an exciting list, a list of really cool cars, exciting cars for spring 2010, lots of new models. Let's begin by telling listeners all about the new Jeep Grand Cherokee. A little earlier today, I was talking with Ralph Gilles, who is the new head of Dodge, but he said he was really excited about this new Jeep.
Yeah, you know, Bob, we've been stumping to all the auto shows, and there's so much unfortunate negative news, you know, kind of hitting the industry right now. We've gone out there with kind of a different idea of really working to spur some excitement with the consumers by looking at some of the vehicles that really are going to have an impact here in the near future. And, you know, one of those first vehicles that really topped our minds and got some attention from us at the New York International Auto Show is that 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee. You know, what we try and do, and we've got five of them, you know, what we try and do is we try and vehicles that really are going to have an impact to the consumer, a vehicle that they can actually buy, you know, a mass-produced vehicle that will hit the market. And that 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee with a 3.6-liter V6, you know, 280 horsepower, you know, it's just a great way to go. And, you know, the Jeep family's been looking to improve on that vehicle here over the last few years. So, of course, they'll drop a 5.7 in there. It just is a great-looking vehicle, and it's affordable.
Absolutely, and they pumped that 5.7-liter Hemi up a bit. It now puts out 360 horsepower, 390 pound-feet of torque, but still has the MDS system, which means it runs on four cylinders when it's not in when you don't have your foot on the loud pedal, let's put it that way. So it's got lots of cool technology here, Mike, and since I was doing so many interviews at the New York show, I didn't realize that the 2011 Grand Cherokee can be outfitted with some really, you know, formerly only seen in luxury car features, a heated steering wheel, heated and cooled front seats, but also heated rear seats. I mean, that's big buck stuff.
Well, their list of, you know, standard creature comforts on this vehicle is very impressive, and their safety features are also quite impressive. One of the features that stood out to me was this available panoramic sunroof. We're getting ready to do the media ride and drive here in the next few weeks with that 2011 Grand Cherokee. And we couldn't just run through the show and only look for the super exotic vehicles. I mean, this is a low $30,000 range vehicle, and it's the all-around SUV. They've got such a great history, that Jeep family, and we'd like to see this Grand Cherokee do well and really help, you know, pump this Chrysler brand back up to what it used to be.
Absolutely. Another very interesting vehicle unveiled in New York is kind of hard to describe because it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's called the Nissan Juke.
Yeah, isn't that a cool vehicle? You know, it's based off that popular Rogue platform and kind of takes on those same distinctive styling cues. We're excited to see Nissan make a bold statement at the New York Auto Show. Of course, with an interesting 1.6-liter four-cylinder, we're looking for this vehicle to really be an entry-level vehicle for Nissan. You know, with that motor application putting out 180 horsepower, this is going to be a vehicle that's, you know, right in that $20,000 wheelhouse, and that's going to be a great vehicle to look for consumers. And we've got an interesting group of people, you know, now on the NADA guide site that are really looking for those entry-level vehicles, and they're also looking for those high-end luxury vehicles. So this Juke will be a great vehicle to add to our platform of searchable vehicles on the site.
In pricing-wise, has Nissan officially announced, or what are you guessing it to be?
So we pressed them as hard as we could at the show, and they said basically, look, it's going to start around $20,000, and it's going to make an impact in that kind of sporty crossover segment.
Excellent. Let's talk about the 2011 Mustang, which was recently named the 2010 NADAGuides.com Car of the Month for April. And you certainly can't argue with the power plants, both the V6 and the V8.
Yeah, you're going to hear a huge inflection in my voice when I start talking about the Ford Mustang. It's the only car over the course of the last 2 years with our NADA Guides Car of the Month program where we've named a vehicle twice, and that's this Ford Mustang. The 2010 Mustang was named a Car of the Month in this 2011. Bob, I got to tell you, the 5-liter, 412 horsepower V8 is a true Mustang muscle car, but the V6 is the one that really knocked my socks off. You know, it gets 19 mile in the city, 31 on the highway, and, you know, this 3.7-liter and 305 horsepower make it the class standard. It's a class leader with that V6, and it's a fun car to drive. It reminds me of the older V8s with that horsepower.
You know, that's so true because, I mean, up until recently, the Ford GT just was putting out 315 horsepower, so now you're getting 305 from this 3.7-liter V6, and you can get the 6-speed manual or a 6-speed automatic on either power plant, so no penalty there. And you can't argue with the Mustang interior with the update that they did in 2010. Of course, in 2011, they've even enhanced it further with some more available electronics. The Sync system is the latest rendition and definitely a cool place to spend time.
Well, I think the big thing about Ford, and it's more than just this Mustang, the Fiesta is going to be coming out here in the the next month we're going to be test driving this vehicle here, and then actually this week we'll be test driving it in San Francisco, getting a chance to really turn the wheels on that car. Ford has really done a great job now moving from number three to number two in the vehicle race. They are now number two as a volume leader. And, you know, I can't help but take my hat off and applaud the folks at Ford for bringing some really cool vehicles to market. And this is one of them right here, Ford Mustang.
Absolutely. And you can't argue with the starting price, $22,145 for the V6. $29,645 for the V8, and of course, you know, just a great value. You're going to love that, and boy, that certainly is something that gets me very excited as well. Another very interesting vehicle, interestingly enough, today I talked with Dave Zukowski from Hyundai, and we chatted a few minutes about the Equus, which is the new flagship model from the Hyundai brand. They've been selling this for a while over in Korea, though, right, Mike?
That's correct. And I think when Hyundai really started to bring this vehicle to the United States, the first time I saw it was at last year's Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance up in Monterey. And I really wasn't sure where this vehicle was going to fit into that Hyundai lineup. But now that they're calling it the Hyundai Equus, you know, you get in the back seat of that vehicle. It's a traditional luxury livery vehicle, plenty of room for an executive with a 4.6-liter V8, you know, 378 horsepower. This isn't the Hyundai of the past. Between Hyundai and Kia, they're both vying to become, you know, two of the next big global automotive makers.
Absolutely. When we come back, we got to tell you lots more about this new Hyundai Equus. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
One of the most iconic sedans in the luxury market has been reinvented for 2010. It's the Jaguar XJ with bold new styling. Michael O'Driscoll is general manager for Jaguar of North America.
The all-new XJ reimagines the icon all over again. Groundbreaking features, exquisite craftsmanship, the aluminum and magnesium body uses the very latest aerospace and star-inspired construction technology. Panoramic glass roof, virtual instruments that replace conventional dials, all showcased in a plasma screen. A dual-view screen in the center of the dash that simultaneously allows the driver to use the navigation system and the front seat passenger to watch a movie.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
That's the question we got out there about a downsized Cadillac from the 1990s. Today, the downsized Cadillac is the CTS, soon to be replaced by a even smaller Cadillac. But back in the 90s, there was an Opel that was actually rebadged and sold here for a few years as a Cadillac. Wasn't very popular, and so far not very popular with our listeners. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, whoever gets the answer to the question gets thrown into the large bucket guarded by six policemen that will eventually be drawn from by Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and you got to get a cool prize from that. Warren in the past has given away prizes worth $100 or more. So get on board, 800-259-9231. Mike Caudill joins us from NADA Guides. We're talking all about NADAGuides.com's most exciting new cars for this spring 2010. And Mike, before the break, we started telling folks about the Equus, as you were saying. It's got a very stout engine, 4.6 liters, 378 horsepower, 324 pound-feet of torque, and it's got a host of safety features and also lots of electronic goodies, including a killer sound system for an audiophile like myself.
It sure does, you know, and back to what we were talking about earlier, Bob, in regards to the Ford Motor Company making a statement with their Mustang. You know, what's really interesting about Hyundai is they're making a very bold statement with this vehicle. It's a mid-$50,000 vehicle, but when you compare all the flash and excitement features of this vehicle compared to its competition of Lexus and Mercedes, BMW, you get a lot more for your money. Navigation, this Lexicon audio system like you talked about, but nine airbags in this vehicle, you know, so you're completely protected. So safety is paramount with this vehicle. Not to mention, if you buy one, you get a free iPad, which is, something we've all been waiting for.
Absolutely. And they're doing something unique with the, kind of the ownership experience as well. Very interesting technique that they're doing here. If you need to schedule service on your car, you know, they can come out to your house and pick it up there or your place of business, give you a replacement, a Genesis or Equus. I think that's quite smart. And also, I think it's quite smart that even if you're in considering purchasing one of these, you don't have to necessarily go to the dealership. They will come to you.
Hyundai is a company that's about creating a whole new ownership experience for the customer. They started it a few years back, as you know, with this 10-year warranty on their vehicles. Then they bumped it to a new process in the midst of our down economy, where if you were to buy a Hyundai vehicle and had some form of an issue with your current job, they would buy it back from you. Hyundai is really looking to lead the charge, and they're making headway. The new Sonata, and I'm sure you've driven that one, Bob. I never would have put Sonata in that Camry Accord, arena. They would have been fourth or fifth on the list, and we named that Sonata a car of the month. We bumped it all the way to number one. It's a great car to drive, and they're doing a wonderful job with all their vehicles.
Absolutely. Let's get the number five on the list of the five hot vehicles for spring 2010 from NADAguides.com. It's a Porsche. I didn't get a chance to look at this one up close and personal at New York, but boy, it's chock full of technology, Mike.
It sure is. You know, and what we're finding, Bob, in the overall automotive market right now in relation to the customer is that they want to be green, but they also don't want to lose that horsepower. They want to be able to have the functional engine under the hood where they can tow a vehicle, they can tow a boat, they can load the family up and go, you know, long distance traveling, but they also want that sense of hybrid technology. And this Porsche Cayenne S Hybrid is one of those vehicles that, you know, has a 333 horsepower, 3-liter supercharged V6, but it also has a 47 horsepower electric engine that allows it to really run up to 97 miles per hour, you know, only on electric power. And that might be short distances, but as the technology gets better, you know, Porsche is really out there trying to lead the way. Of course, they launched the 918 over, I believe it was in Geneva at the auto show, and that stole the thunder, and they're doing it again here in New York.
Yeah, absolutely remarkable technology, like you say, being able to run in a electric power mode up to 97 miles an hour. I remember a number of years back they were talking 97 miles an hour. Now they were talking 70 miles an hour, so they even, you know, kind of went past their own expectations with this vehicle, and it's got a very innovative, I understand, automatic transmission that will allow the vehicle to strictly operate in electric mode right from startup to about 37 miles an hour. Is that right, Mike?
That's correct. It's called decoupling the engine, and it basically separates that powertrain so that you can use that electric motor, you know, solely. And that's a very cool new technology for Porsche.
What kind of pricing have they been talking about with this vehicle?
They've told us it's going to be somewhere under $70,000. Now, if you think about what a Porsche Cayenne S would cost without the hybrid technology, you're looking the same ballpark. So to think that you can get into it for under $70,000, it's still expensive, but again, it's one of those vehicles that is you know, going to be attainable for those that are in the market for a traditional Porsche Cayenne.
Absolutely, and you know, just searching my own memory banks, I can't ever remember a supercharged Porsche. They've all been turbocharged.
That's correct, and it's a 3-liter, so that's unique as well. It's a smaller engine size, but when you put that supercharger on it, it really allows it to, you know, supercharger, turbocharger. You put those types of applications on there, it allows those vehicle to really spur up a lot of additional horsepower.
Absolutely. Mike, tell us what else folks can find by logging on to NADAguides.com.
Well, the unique part about NADAguides.com is it's not just about cars, not just about trucks. You can actually find information on motorcycles, boats, all sorts of recreational vehicles, classic cars. It's the only website out there that you can go to find the one-stop shop for all your vehicle pricing information, whether it's a motorcycle or a boat or a car or truck. It's all on there, and there's some other unique features like being able to compare five vehicles together. It all makes for a nice, easy user experience.
Absolutely. Just have to get your thoughts on some of the other stories quickly making headlines in recent weeks. The Toyota situation, what do you think about the long and short-term effects of this situation, Mike?
Well, we're definitely going to see a fluctuation, and we're already starting to see a minor fluctuation in what their residual value of the vehicles are on our website. Toyota is also offering significant incentives and rebates on their vehicles. But being an industry insider, you know, I never want to see an automaker like Toyota get hit as hard as they are unless it's 100% justified. I pose the question only. It's not a statement. I do find it rather interesting that, you know, we had the situation where Akio Toyota and Jim Lentz were on the Hill there in D.C., and we heard about three incidences of these sticky gas pedals all within a week of that. But now we're 2 months out from that process, and we haven't heard anything else. You know, is it going to come down to the CTS pedal or the Denso pedal? I don't think it's going to come down to that. It might be a computer issue that's with those vehicles. It's very, very interesting, Bob, how this is all playing out. And Toyota just continues to, you know, get hit pretty hard on this GX Lexus vehicle that was hit last week with another recall. This is a hard time for Toyota. They're going to rebound, but it's going to take them some time.
And certainly, you know, they're kind of in a tough situation here because if they accept the government fines you know, it kind of opens the door to a number of lawsuits, both personal as well as from communities. I know, I believe some in Orange County already have some pending lawsuits against Toyota.
Yeah, they sure do. There's definitely a lawsuit here, and that's just over the hill from me in Orange County. They are definitely moving to some legal actions on this. And like I said, it's a very difficult position for Toyota to be in. I really wish we could find a way to recreate this. Even the two pedals, Bob, there's two different types of pedals that are on these vehicles. There's one made by a company called CTS, and then there are the Denso pedals. The Denso pedals have not had any issues. The CTS pedals have. Of course, those are built to spec by Toyota. But nobody's been able to recreate the problem. And that's one of those things that's still looming out there, is that we've got all these claims, lawsuits that are going to be happening, recalls being forced on Toyota, but we don't know what the cause of the problem is yet, and that's something that's hard to stomach.
Definitely. And just to touch on, as you pointed out about the Hyundai brand, in addition to the Equus there in New York, they unveiled two additional variants of the Sonata, including a hybrid and a turbo, and that turbo is mighty powerful.
It is mighty powerful. They mentioned at their press event here a month and a half ago that they'd be bringing a turbo, and stay tuned for it in New York. It's definitely a punchy vehicle, and I look forward to driving it. Bob, I hope you had a chance to take a look at, I mean, the real star of the entire New York Auto Show is a vehicle that I know I can't afford. I think you could probably afford it, Bob, but I know I can't. And that's that, $300,000 Super Speedy Mercedes SLS. You know, that's the AMG GT3. What a cool car.
Beautiful car. I'm saving my pennies, Mike, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it either. Maybe we'll chip in on a lottery ticket. Thank you, my friend, and we'll do this again real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.